And I am delighted to have, for the first time here on my show, the star of Star Plus's hit show, Shadi Mubarak. It is none other than Manav Gohil. I mean, you know the face. I mean, actually, there's a lot of you that recognize the face and the name as well, because he has done a lot of work in film and TV as well. So let's welcome Manav. Manav, how are you doing?
Very well, Raj. Thank you so much. Happy to be with you. Manav,
I'm so happy that you are here today. And I do want to say congratulations to you, because the show, Shadi Mubarak, has been doing very well. In fact, it was number one on Star Plus last night in the UK.
And I have you guys to thank for that. I mean, really, really appreciate your love and support for the show. Thank you so much.
So what was it about Shadi Mubarak that you said yes to, Manav? I would like to know, I mean, what was the concept? Was it the concept? Was it the character? Was it the producer of the show? I mean, what was it?
I think all put together, Raj, the conviction of the producer, the character that was narrated to me, I had given up on TV for the last 1 year. I had not done TV after Tenali Rama that I left last August. Mm-hmm. But when in December they narrated the character to me and the story to me, I realized that the vision is a little unique, a little different than what has been going on. Mm-hmm. It kind of appealed to me because it has a little tinge of love stories, a little bit of carelessness, a little boyishness, a serious man, all of it put together. So as an actor, it looked like a treat, and well, it is turning out to be one.
So any regrets for you, the fact that you're taking the show on? I mean, how has it been for you? I mean, you said that you took a year's break and then you came back to TV. Has it been a fruitful kind of journey for you so far?
I wouldn't complain, because I was born to TV, right, as an actor.
Yep.
And then, of course, I've ventured doing theater. I've done a couple of movies. I have done visual cinema also. And I enjoy my time doing, other stuff. But when TV calls, if the project is worth my while, I do take a dip. And of course, it is not an instant yes. I really, really take time before I say yes. There are so many factors, and it's not just about me, right? The producers, the channel, me, the commercials, the creatives. Everything has to be settling for everybody.
Yeah.
And only then one, proceeds through this. So I think it was a process, and it all... the synchronicity, was just there, and I realized that, well, this might be it, so go for it.
And the good thing about the good thing about it is the show came at a time when the lockdown was just being lifted. There was, I think, Shadi Mubarak was among the first shows, the new shows that came on air on Star Plus, and it was quite refreshing to see a new promo, a new show, seeing, two amazing actors like yourself and Rajeshree as well. So, that the whole thing was just amazingly done. I mean, what did you think about the way kind of Star Plus promoted the show initially?
So I think what you're saying is spot on. Right after the lockdown, the feedback I got after the promos were out is that this is so refreshing. It's so breezy. It's got an element of spice of life, a little love angle to it, the possibility of romance. And then, of course, we're not talking about the guys in 20s. We're talking about 40 and 40 plus.
Yeah.
So it all turned out to be something that people... were easily looking forward to, a respite from the upheaval that they've just been through. And yeah, I think that majorly helped the show. And of course, you cannot take away the fact that the content and the writing of the show is so splendid, so immaculate, that it continuously drew people in.
It is. I agree completely. Manav, I do want to talk to you about your character. There's fans that will be asking a couple of questions. There's one question here. One of the fans asked, sure, saying, what do you enjoy most about playing KT's character?
I like the no bar. So KT is allowed to do anything on the set, right? So the director says, okay, Manav, this is the script and this is how we're doing it. And when he says action, I'm free to flow. I have no bars, no holds, nothing that would kind of, restrain or constrain me as an actor. So at that time, if you see, I've climbed the table. I've done weird things, So KT has that wild side to him, which is still innocent and pure.
Yeah.
So I enjoy flowing in that direction of KT, because as Manav Gohil... you see life, so you kind of hold yourself, and the consequences of stuff, so you do not venture out. But as Katie, you are allowed to be carefree, and that's what I love most.
Yeah, that's one thing I notice every time when I put the TV on and I see Shadi Mubarak. When I see your face, there's something about it that has got this kind of positive kind of energy to it.
Right.
And it's great during this pandemic that we're living in at the moment. I also want to ask you, is there a particular trait of Katie that you like, that you want to kind of learn about yourself, or maybe even give it to yourself as Manav?
Sorry, can you come again?
Is there a particular trait that you like of Katie that you personally want to possess in your own life?
No, actually, Katie is very different from Mark. I would never dress up like Katie. I'm very underdressed. I'm very modest. I'm very controlled and constrained, and I wouldn't go out, you know. So, yeah, I'm completely different, and I think I prefer Manav outside the set.
And Manav, let's talk about how the set is, because obviously we are living in kind of unprecedented times with the pandemic. You know, I know you guys are filming, in these kind of very difficult times. How has it been on the sets of the show, and in terms of safety and health?
So when we started about a couple of months back, we were very scared, to be very honest. Like the first few days, I was so restless. Actually, my jaw would hurt out of strain and stress. And that was not just about the set and the script, the character. It was about the precaution, because I was going back to my family, right? I have a daughter. And that fear of not having stepped out and all of a sudden this work, and then you have, so many people on the set. And so there was fear, which went beyond logic sometimes, but yes, fear was that. And then slowly, we had our SOPs, and we were very careful. And till date, every day when I go, there is a proper scrutiny in terms of my oxygen levels and my everybody, not just me. Mm-hmm. And then my room is, my staff would sanitize my room every single day. Even a script or a piece of paper or any prop that I'd hold on the set in the during the scene is properly sanitized and taken care of. So, we're extremely careful and cautious. So, yeah, it's a different ballgame. All of a sudden, there are lesser people on the set, yeah. And there's more fear on the set. But, we're dealing with it.
Yeah, it is weird times that we're living in. But hopefully, things are going to be getting better in the next few months. So let's just kind of have fingers crossed here.
Yeah, hopefully.
Manav, there's also a question about Rajshree and working with Rajshree as well. I mean, there's you've got some amazing actors on the set. I mean, as well as a comeback for you, but also a comeback for the other two ladies as well. Tell us, how has it been for you guys to be working together?
So, fortunately, all the three of us have been around for a while. And at some point or another, we've met. So Rajeshwari and I, we go a very long way back when, she was not even married, and we were friends. And my Varun, Rajeshwari's husband, and my wife, Sweta, have been friends. So we've been like friends at very different levels. Varun and I play cricket together. We are bikers together. Uh-huh. We are from the Triumph gang. And we bond at a lot of levels. We work together. We've done a lot of work together, Rajeshwari and I. So we have a very different bonding. This is the first time, though, we are doing a daily soap together. Mm-hmm. We've done music videos together. We've done hosting together. But this is different. So there's so much fun and so much camaraderie that we positivity that we share on the set. Rajshree is again. I have worked with Rajshree 10 years back on a show. As we were a couple, though, it was a guest appearance for her. For a very short span, but very sincere and dedicated, and not very loud and boisterous, just the way she is inside. Not that unhappy, perhaps, but yeah, a quiet lady. I think the maturity that I have on the set is commendable. That is a treat to work with both the ladies, because what happens is a scene is created and constructed with two actors, not a solo thing. Yeah. So we all work towards each other and for the scene to be better. So there is no ego playing anywhere, because one scene light and one scene stardom, ups and downs, all of that. So, yeah, it's great. It's a treat to have such a fantastic ensemble, to be working on.
That is brilliant. It's great to hear that. Talking about Rajshree, I know that we saw a couple of scenes. We know that she's been self-isolating because of the whole coronavirus situation. We saw a few scenes where, the mobile phone was used to kind of film some of her bits. How has it been? Is she back on set now? Is she back to normal? I mean, what's the latest on Rajshree?
So I think she has crossed over the virus, as in she's declared it. She's much better, as I speak with her every day.
Awesome.
To come back on the set, I think she'll take a couple of more days to kind of ease down, because her body is just recovering right now. So she's fine. She's able to give deliver things from home, because that's the need of her. Degree soap, you know, nothing soft.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think she'll take a couple of days to get back.
Fab. Might have also want to ask you, there's a question here from Henna, who is listening in London at the moment, and she said, which character's energy brings out his best performance on set? Is it a particular character from the show that brings your energy out on the set, or is it just yourself?
I think Katie, the script and the Katie that I have been living brings that forth in me, because once I read it, the script is, you know, and maybe on a scale of 10, the script is 7, and we bring Katie to 10. The director, I, my co-actors, everybody are just pumping a lot of energy and zest in Katie, and then it starts flowing, and you just have to die to it. So that's how it works for me.
Okay, that's good. And there's also fans are recalling your days from Buddy Project. They go, can you please share some memories from Buddy Project?
So yeah, Buddy Project's a very dear show, because the timing of the show was fantastic. My daughter was born around that time.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm still in touch with all the buddies, and we're in touch, and some of them have gotten married, and we're still in touch. My daughter's friends with them. So it's a family that we constructed, created at that time, and we're still in touch. So we're still on, like, Buddy Project's still on for us.
That's cool. And Manav, there's a question from Kiran who wants to know, does Manav speak non-stop like Katie?
No, Kiran. I'm surrounded with two ladies at my house. One is my wife and one is my 8-year-old daughter. But you know that I cannot speak so much, then yeah.
Okay, I do want to ask you some exclusive now. You're going to tell me some exclusive as to where your character is going, what we can expect in terms of viewers from Shadi Mubarak. You have to give me something before you go.
So, this is what I can give you. Katie, as you see, is a lively, happy, lucky kind of a chap. There is a dark side to him, not a dark, but a mysterious side to him. But of course, there are some things that are happening in the coming week, which will stick Katie off. He's going to get upset about something, and he's losing school, and that's absolutely not Katie. But you'll see another shade of Katie this coming week. Ooh. Is what I can give you. How about that?
I like that. Thank you very much for that, Manav. Manav, quickly before you go, what about on the film front? Are you doing any other films? Have you been in talks with any filmmakers?
So as of now, I'm unable to, because I did Bargain Tree and I did Super 30 before that.
Yep.
I was just about to do another project with Ahmed Khan, sir, that is Bargain Tree director. But once I'm inside a daily soap, it became extremely difficult to dedicate dates to any other projects. So I think for the next 6 months, I will only be, you know, heads down, locked up into this Shadi Mubarak show.
And can I also ask you, Shadi Mubarak, it's not a finite series, is it? It's going to be something that's going to continue. There's no, like, logical end to it.
Oh, yeah, it is infinite. Yeah, it goes on.
Awesome. Manav, thank you so much for your time. It's been a pleasure catching up with you for the first time here on my show. Do you want to wish you all the best?
Thank you so much, Raj. I want to thank you, because you have been able to bridge, all the people who love me and my show back there. And thanks a lot, everybody, for your love. And Raj, thank you for being the conduit.
Thank you. Manav, I know you're going to be driving through forests now, so you enjoy your drive through the forest, and I'll catch you again very soon, all right?
Super cool. Thank you so much, Raj.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. There you go, that's the Manav Goyal, really good talking to him. Of course, the lead actor of the show, Shadi Mubarak, which is at 8:30 in the UK on Star Plus, so do check that out. The reason why I said he's driving through forests is because he told me off air. He goes, Raj, you know what, you need to call me now, because otherwise I'll be driving through forests and there will be no reception. I was like, okay, no, let's do it now. Anyway, if you missed that interview, it did start a little bit early today, then you can listen back to it at subrashradio.com. Just like my interview from yesterday with Erica Fernandez, the lead actress of Kasorti Zindagiki, which comes to an end on Saturday night, alright, enough on that show. So yeah, all those interviews are available online at subrusradio.com.
We are Subrus Radio.
Windrush help team aapke aur aapke parivar ki sahayata kar sakti hai.